On a visit to Tokyo, the US Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has promised his country will stand by its security commitments to Japan.
One of the reasons that I'm here is to reassure our allies that, yes, we're going through budget restraints. Yes, we're drawing down some of our force. We're not retreating from the world.
Chuck Hagel, the U.S. Defense Secretary, and his comments come after Russia's annexation of Crimea caused concern in East Asia because of territorial disputes there, as our East Asia editor Michael Bristow explains.
Japan's main concerns are the same concerns of many other countries in Southeast Asia, and that's China. Japan has a pacifist constitution which limits its military involvement, and America stepped in, that was after the Second World War, America stepped in to guarantee its safety. It said all along that it will do that, and it said so with other countries as well and regions. Taiwan, for example, it has to sell its arms to defend itself against China. But because of what happened in Crimea, many people in Southeast Asia are thinking, well, what happens if China does that, for example, to Taiwan or some of the islands which are contested in the South China Sea?
Now, the world of classical music is said to be in turmoil after comments made by a famous conductor about the potential of women in the industry. Women couldn't be as good as men for biological reasons. One of his pupils is making her conducting debut at a sold-out concert in Amsterdam this weekend.
We're standing just behind the string section. They're running through the third scene from Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress. In control.
You know, I need time to take a breath, but my breath...
So it was surprising to hear that her teacher told Finnish television that she and other women don't have what it takes to conduct.
Women can try, but they are so limited in many ways. It's biological.
You know, I cried. A Finnish friend of mine read me word for word. Of course, I have to deal with the questions all the time, but this was the first real kind of slap in the face.